Exercise 2, page 244. Text 1.
Hey Ben, is that a new mobile you have?
Yeah, got it yesterday. It's great. It's the latest model and...
And what was wrong with your old phone?
Nothing, but...
Do you know what happens to all the old phones? I've seen shocking photos of mountains of them that people have thrown away. This is going to be a huge environmental problem in the future because of people like you throwing away electronic devices that are still in good working order.
Oh, I see. Okay, I won't throw it away. I know what I can do with it. I'll give it to you if you like. It's got loads of cool features and is newer than yours.
Text 2.
Let's stop here. Look closely at that tree right there. See anything unusual? Yes, that is a sloth hanging there. You may not have ever seen one before because they are native only to South and Central America. The word sloth, as you may know, means laziness. These animals are gentle and peaceful, but they do move very slowly. One of the reasons for that is their diet consists of leaves, which provide little nutrition and energy. So you will rarely see a sloth doing anything other than hanging in a tree. Not only does that save energy, it also keeps them safe from predators and close to their food source. In fact, sloths spend most of their lives hanging from branches.
Text 3.
Good morning. Today, we're talking to Diane Kahn, a historian who has written a book about Easter Island. So, Diane, why the interest in this place?
Like most people who know about this small island in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, I was curious about those statues. You know, the huge stone heads.
Yes, they're scary looking.
People say that. And I wondered how the island's inhabitants could have constructed them when they did.
When was that?
Hundreds of years ago, from around 1250 until around 1500. But those statues are not why I decided to write the book.
Yes, you focus on the ecological issues there, don't you?
Exactly. I was surprised to learn that hundreds of years ago, people still created serious environmental problems. You probably noticed in the pictures of the statues that there are no trees anywhere to be seen.
I did. It makes the statues more dramatic.
Yes, but the island once had lots of trees. And the loss of trees made it harder to survive on the island. When Europeans first arrived there in 1722, they found only about 2,000 or 3,000 inhabitants. Yet around 100 years earlier, there had been around 15,000. The drop in numbers was caused by the lack of trees and changes to the physical landscape.
Wow, what happened to cause such an ecological disaster?
Well, we don't know for sure. Certainly some trees were cut down to build homes and boats. Also, the ecology of the island changed with the arrival of rats because they ate a lot of plant seeds. This meant fewer new plants grew. We also think that the islanders may have cut down a lot of trees to use as rollers to move the finished statues into place.
What happened when the trees disappeared?
Without tree roots to hold the soil in place, a lot of it washed into the sea when it rained. The loss of soil made it harder to grow crops for food. With hardly any trees, they couldn't make the boats they needed to catch fish. And there were other problems.
Oh, that's all the time we have. But listeners can learn more about your book on our website. Thank you, Diane.